Inside an old fish processing plant near the docks of Prince Rupert. It's mostly empty. There are some parade floats, and then there's a big orange boat. It's been stripped down to its very guts. And that's where I also find two people in high visibility jumpsuits armed with sanders and drills.
Hi, my name is Sean Petru, and I'm the president of the Prince Rupert Marine Rescue Society, which runs the Royal Canadian Marine Search and Rescue Station 64 here in Prince Rupert.
My name is Amber Shays-Green. I'm the recruitment coordinator for Prince Rupert Marine Search and Rescue. Today we are refitting our RIB, so it's a brand new Zodiac vessel that we just acquired this year, and it's had a lot of years on it, a lot of hours.
So Sean and Amber are here, as they are most nights, working to bring to life an old Zodiac rescue vessel. The first thing that springs to my mind is, why would they spend their off hours doing this? They must have other places they could be. Was this really what they imagined when they volunteered for search and rescue?
Not specifically, no. This is great, though. I was imagining doing work in the community, being on taskings when we're actually called out for a rescue or a search or whatever that might be. But this was not on my envisioning list. I turned down a shift so that I could be here because I know this is important. I am not attending the house concert, and I'm not working on my new home. So a lot of things on my to-do list, but this is important. This is part of what we do as a volunteer organization, as unpaid professionals. So I'm happy to be here.
Sean Petru says all the hours learning to take a boat apart are crucial for rescue missions.
We were doing maintenance on our vessel at 9 in the morning, and there was a radio call that someone needed a pump right away, and it was a crab boat that was taking on a whole lot of water. And a whole bunch of us worked together to get rid of all the weight off the boat with all the crab pods, and we got the water out and saved the day, I suppose. When we're here and able to pull apart the whole rib right down to its gas tanks and know how the whole boat goes together, that's really important for us should we find ourselves in an emergency. You know, if there's something, if you crack something, hit ground, or something really weird goes wrong, because we've had the opportunity to see this vessel completely gutted right down to the bare minimums, we're in a better position to respond appropriately should something drastic go wrong.
So they spend their off hours sanding, stripping, polishing, and eventually rebuilding.
We want to be ready 24/7, 365, and so that means we need to have a backup vessel.
We cover a huge square nautical mile, so having two vessels allows us to cover that search area a lot faster and in various types of weather.
Because at a moment's notice, their volunteer work can make the difference between life and death.
About a year or so ago, in the beginning of January, one of the members of our community, a youth member, went missing. And he was missing for a number of days. We had RCMP that were out searching for him and a number of other assets from the community and local members. And we were very fortunate to have these assets to be available to contribute to that search for that individual. And so having our crews out there for that, trained, putting a lot of hours in to really help our community and to bring some, you know, closure to the families that were involved in that tragic accident. So not one of, not necessarily a story with a happy ending, but an important part of contributing to our community, and proud to be able to be there to help those people.
For CBC Radio, I'm Carolina DeReich in Prince Rupert.
All this wiring?
Yep.
That's gone. We're going to be fitting some PVC pipe down here.